Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood.
Hey, everybody.
We're back!
We're back!
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome back. If you're listening for the first time, stop and go back and listen to the 17 hours you've missed. I'm just kidding.
We'll wait.
Don't do that. We won't wait. You can act like this is the very first one if you want.
If you want to.
Hi, yeah.
Shaylee.
Hi, Katie.
I missed you so much.
I missed you, too. We're here in the flesh. We've seen each other.
I missed your laugh. I missed your smile.
Oh, Katie.
I really did. I missed you a lot.
Well, thanks. I've seen you, but it's been, like, group settings, so I don't feel like it's the same as, like,
we didn't get our
4 hours of straight talking.
One-on-one time? Yeah. So, we're going to get into where we have been. Mm-hmm. We've done some traveling. And we've actually had a couple randomly cool things that have been going on lately.
We took a break to, like, be really cool. And we're back. We're done. We're done. Clearly done with that.
Clearly done with that. And now we're back to recording in your parents' basement.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
But before we get into that, we, of course, have to thank our amazing sponsor. Such a huge national sponsor this time. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like its own brand.
It's Pumpkin Spice Lattes.
Fall's not here until it's pumpkin spice latte.
First tagline, say it.
Every coffee shop. Fall's not here until pumpkin spice latte happens.
Yep.
Slurp. Pumpkin spice latte. I want to mess up my diet and spend $5.
Yeah, that's good. Efficient.
Yeah, it's efficient. You just like slash.
It's not real calories. It's liquid.
You pretty much just have to get a donut immediately afterwards.
A pumpkin's a vegetable.
Is it?
I don't know. Listeners, could you please just let us know?
We both had a real moment of like, is it a vegetable?
I think it's definitely a vegetable.
It has to be a vegetable. It's not a fruit.
It has seeds.
The tomatoes throw me off. That's why it's shaped like a tomato.
This has been. It's a gourd. Is it a fruit or a vegetable with Shaylee and Katie?
That's a new one.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. I like fall a latte.
Oh.
I do.
I wasn't ready for that one.
I like fall a latte.
Do you like? Oh my gosh.
Katie. I got a latte.
Do you get the Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes, or do you get like the other ones? Are they the first ones who did it? I should know this.
Maybe. Sure. Yeah, I think so. Probably.
Some coffee shops can be like, we were the first ones. There's Kingdom Coffee in town, like mixes their own spices.
That is awesome.
It makes pumpkin spice latte.
My journey with pumpkin spice latte is I used to just drink and eat anything I wanted, and that included pumpkin spice lattes. And then I would try to, like, fake it. Like, I'll buy, like, the Coffee Mate sugar-free, dairy-free thing, and then I'd be like, why doesn't it deteriorate in my fridge ever? And then now I'm just on a straight black coffee, but I do sprinkle a little cinnamon in there. If I want to pretend it's a pumpkin spice.
A little cinnamon.
Latte.
A little spice. You could sprinkle a little allspice. Yeah,
but it's not worth it to me. I don't like to drink my calories.
I do, but only occasionally. I've had a particularly bad day and I'm at Target, kid or no kid, I might go for it.
All right, are we good on that?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Incorporated.
Okay, so awesome. I want to hear where you've been, girl. I've seen some pictures.
Where I've been?
They looked amazing. We both went on a vacation at the same month, which is strange. We did not know that.
It happened right before we like ran out of episodes, and then we're like, we're taking a planned break.
Planned.
No, we both did get to travel. So I, for Jonathan's birthday, booked a trip, and we flew into Phoenix and went to the Grand Canyon, and we went to Zion National Park.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
We went to Las Vegas for 2 nights just because we'd never been, which that was like just kind of weird.
What'd you think of Las Vegas?
It's like when you're walking by one of those clubs downtown, like on your way to a coffee shop, and you're like, I wonder what it's like in there. And then that like birthed a city. Kind of.
This has been Shaylee explaining nightlife.
We just walked around outside and I was like, all these people are just walking. Like that man is selling beer on the side of the road. Like he's going to get in trouble if a police officer comes by. And then I like Googled it and was like, they're allowed to.
They're allowed to do that here.
Drinking
on
the street.
Do whatever they want. It's like one big club. This is your first episode, I just want to do a little character update. Shaylee is a goody two shoes. That's okay to say, right?
I've never been offended by it.
The goodiest of two shoes in the most delightful way.
Good
so
save.
So I like
good
to.
Good save. Everyone's like not listening anymore.
And I like to see what she thinks of things like Las Vegas just for my
own amusement. Las Vegas was fun, but I feel like 2 nights was enough. That was kind of our like wrap up of it.
Yeah.
Like, that was fun for two nights.
But then you went, like, hiking.
Well, we did all before that. So it was literally culture shock. So we, like, hiked, like, a three-hour hike, like, Angel's Landing in Zion, and, like, went to the top of this glorious mountain and then, like, drove to Las Vegas that night. And we're like, where are we?
But you can go from Paris to New York to Egypt all in one drive.
We did. And we've, like, been most of those places, so it's kind of funny because we're like, this is supposed to be...
If this is your first Italy. Episode listening to the podcast, I'd like to do another character update.
Everybody hates me.
Shaylee has been literally everywhere.
I haven't been everywhere, but apparently all like the hot
places. I'm staring at your mug collection right now.
Some of those just Jonathan's been to.
A lot of countries on it. Anyway.
But we were like wandering around in all of the like places they highlighted were like kind of comically.
That is funny. You're done. Like, not that small.
The pyramids are a little bit bigger. This isn't to scale. I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been to Egypt and saw the touristy pyramids. Okay.
Nope, so how did Opal like the hiking? It seems like her legs would get tired.
So her little legs. She's a good walker now. The three-hour hike was a little rough, but you know, I put one of those baby harnesses.
You didn't take her, did you?
No. We were planning on taking her. And then it was before we did the, like, sleep train back into the saddle of overnight sleep. And so we were like, this is going to be the worst vacation ever. And we started stressing about packing because we are those first-time parents that you see frantic like, on the plane and whatever. We're just that personality. Over-prepared.
Yeah.
Or maybe just prepared.
Who's to say?
Really prepared.
This is your first episode.
Shaylee's really prepared. Very prepared. Stop person. It. So we decided, we have very loving parents on both sides that were like, itching to get themselves some more Opal time.
Aww,
so
that's
anyway,
very sweet.
Yeah, we left him with my parents for half the time, his parents for half the time, and it was the worst part of leaving Opal
for this a week. This is your first time.
Right, except for when I had pancreatitis and was in the hospital getting my gallbladder out.
But that was still like same town.
Right, and she could come see me. So we went from zero to like a week solid.
Yeah.
And mentally, the 3 days before, we just kept, like, looking at her, and she'd, like, do something cute, and we'd be like, we're leaving this? Aww. Like, how are we gonna leave her? Like, we brought her into this world, and we're just gonna leave her and just get on a plane and just leave her? And apparently, Opal is fine. My mom actually said... She called me the first time and said, she's doing so well. And we were getting all these pictures and she's like smiling and like writing like little like.
Writing her name.
No, not riding.
Oh,
like the little animals at the park and that kind of, not live animals, but you know, the fake ones that they can ride on springs. she's like rodeo and squirrels.
Oh, man.
Anyway, she was fine. And my mom literally said, like, I think that if you guys just never came back, like, she'd be fine.
Thanks, Mom.
Literally. I was like,
great phrasing.
You tell me that. And she's like, well, I thought it'd make you feel better. Like, I'm like, that her daughter wouldn't care if we just abandoned her.
If you lived or died, wouldn't really notice.
She wouldn't even care if you never came home. So then my mom was like, I'm worried about dropping her off at Jonathan's parents just because we have a really good thing going. And like... and like 2 seconds after his parents got him, they were sending us all these pictures that are like her in a wagon, her cackling at the sun.
And then Jonathan's parents texted your mom and said, you know, I'm just like, she doesn't even know.
Right, she wouldn't even notice if she never saw you again. And I texted it to my mom and she was like, love him and leave him. Love him and leave him, Opal.
That's good.
So once we left, and if anyone's thinking about leaving their kids or not, I'm sure that she did amazing, so that made it easy, but we would do it again.
Good.
We thought it was a good experience and the right choice for us.
And were you just like in pain missing her every day, or did you kind of get to a point where you were like, she's good and I'm good?
It was honestly, it was worse the 3 days before. Yes. Once we were gone and I saw that she was doing well, it was all good. I was still pumping, so that was interesting. I got a little car plug in.
Yeah.
Because mine's like a plug in pump.
And then what do you do with all the milk the whole time?
I was like lugging. I basically had a child with me was the funny thing that we didn't have a child. And I basically like had my milk baby. So I had like a cooler with ice and like little ice packs and like these things. And it can last like 5 to 8 days. So like the first 3 days I had to freeze. And
right.
So then I had to like go up to the hotel and be like, do you guys have a freezer? I can put my like mother's milk in. And the funny thing was... I was about to just throw it away, and Jonathan's like, just ask. And I asked, and they had other breast milk in their frozen.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, so there was like, which breast milk is it?
How empowering is this?
Let me taste it. Let me taste it. No, I didn't.
You lost me on that one.
It. Yeah. So I did it. It was awesome. She was fine. I came home. That was good.
And also, while you were on our podcast break,
hiatus.
Did I see that you won a major award?
I don't know about major. A local?
I think I saw you all dressed up with a trophy in your hand.
It was a plaque, a clear placard.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
You looked beautiful. You guys looked very schnazzy.
Well, it was 417 Magazine's 20 Under 30 Award, which Katie has also won. Not recently because she is over 30. but I'm still the...
If this is your first podcast...
I'm still the spring chicken age of 29.
If this is your first podcast, a little character update on Shaylee. She's...
A little bit younger than Katie.
She's the worst. She likes to announce my age.
Katie's barely over 30, and I'm just barely under 30. It's almost the same thing.
I won an award I made for myself called Just Barely Over 30 and Dealing With It.
One, instead of 20 under 30, it was one person over 30.
In my kitchen.
In Katie's kitchen. No, that was super fun. It was a fun night, and we got fancy and got to go like accept an award, and I felt like... Like, I feel like they don't know that I shouldn't be getting this.
Aww,
I think the podcast made me sound like all legitimate. Like, and I have a podcast, and I want to be like, that we don't get paid for it, that we record ourselves and upload onto the internet. So I'm sure that sounds cool.
I have told a lot of people that say, congratulations on your podcast. I say, you can do one. It's actually kind of like you're congratulating me on, like, making a Facebook profile.
Yeah, congratulations. I saw you had an Instagram profile. Like, dude, you're just killing it.
If you're listening, you can make one.
You can make one.
They'll let anyone do it.
Yeah, there's literally, like, you could make a mini podcast through Instagram story.
That's true.
And I could just be like, nah, blah, blah, blah. And then that's the whole thing, the whole episode.
Very good.
Okay.
So, yeah, award-winning Shaylee Murphy over there.
Speaking of awards.
Oh.
Katie was nice enough to bring up my award quickly at the beginning. Because Katie, while we were gone, decided to go and win herself a little MA.
I did not go and win anything.
She didn't get to go, but...
I didn't get to go, actually.
She did win an Emmy.
I had to shoot a wedding while...
Talk us through it.
While our team went and accepted an
Emmy. Hear that, clients? She is dedicated.
I am dedicated.
She will not leave you when she gets world famous. She will be at your wedding.
No, I will tell the DJ when I get the text.
<That's>... You sent me a picture of the DJ, and you're like, we're best friends. And he was... Oh, man.
He didn't understand. I didn't give him any context. I just got a text that said, we won the Emmy. And I went over to the DJ and I said, we won the Emmy. And he was like, good.
Did you say play the Cupid Shuffle again?
And I was like, yeah, okay. To the left, to the left, to the left.
No.
We won a regional Mid-American Emmy. So
okay, but it's Emmy is Emmy. It's just
an Emmy is an Emmy.
A five-state region Emmy.
Yeah.
Instead of like a Brad Pitt Emmy.
Right. Yeah. Hey, too soon. Brad, if you're listening, I don't want to talk to you anymore at the moment. Just kidding. Benefit of the doubt. Okay.
Hey,
so,
Brad, you can come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast. You know what?
I'm sure no one's reached out to you to like,
if you want to tell
do
your
any
story.
Interviews, but you're welcome here.
You're welcome here.
We're hometown girls.
We're hometown girls, and we'll listen.
We love you.
Okay. So, of course, everybody knows the primetime Emmys. And then maybe even when you're watching the primetime Emmys, you hear them do a little shout out to like in the daytime Emmys.
And they do a flashback and you're like, where were those people on that
right,
stage?
The science and technology Emmys and all of that. Well, there's also regional Emmys across the nation. And so our TV show, The Mystery Hour, won.
Hour as in like her and her cool TV show crew. I'm not involved in the TV show.
I don't know if cool means what you think it means.
Her and her talented... TV show crew.
No, we're just super cool.
We're really
super cool.
Cool
guys. We just make comedy. So we won for arts and entertainment program, which is really kind of that's probably the most
impressive
cool thing that we did. That's but really then we cool. also won for segment in an arts and entertainment program for Instagram Husband, which is a video we shot. I don't even know how long ago.
If you've heard of Instagram Husband and don't know what she's talking about, this video is what coined the term Instagram Husband.
It made a term.
Literally like talk about the term and link the video now. Like
yeah,
famous
it's crazy. People use it in sentences. It's awesome. So shout out to Jeff Houghton who this idea came out of his brain and then we all immediately pounced on it and went, yes!
If you haven't seen it, go to InstagramHusband.com. Just Google Instagram Husband and it comes up.
Yeah, or maybe Jay-Z will come up because they called him one in the news.
Millions, millions and millions of views.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes, it did. Millions of views. I'm a little cameo in the end
She does a really subtle act.
I do a little subtle act.
A little subtle head nod.
But it's adorable. One of the writers on the team, so I'm very proud to win an Emmy and just be a part of that at all, really. Going viral, by the way, is weird and exhilarating because all the writers were on a group text and it escalated really quickly. So, like, it was one of the front videos on Reddit, and then all of a sudden Time.com picked it up, and then from there it went, like, on all the news outlets. And so we were all on this text thread, and it was like, 1,500! 100,000! And then, like, an hour later, someone's like, it's at 1,000,000! You know, it was crazy. And then within a week, it hit, like, 4,000,000. So it was all kind of captured on this text thread of all of us going crazy. And so then I turned the text thread into a craft project.
You would. You DIY'd that text thread.
I made a little, like, graphic poster for everybody with, like, our text.
How do you even do that? You copied and pasted it and then put it into, like, Word and printed it off?
I don't want to talk about how long it took. The important part is that it's
like
done.
If you were to guesstimate, like, hour range.
No, no. That's, it's fine.
Like, that's higher than 4 million?
No, it didn't take that long.
Okay, that's good.
You get all your texts on your computer, and then I copied from that program into a Word doc.
Just in case the listeners wanted to
That's
do
our
it.
Segment today, is how to turn texts into a keepsake.
Yeah, like, you and your boyfriend break up, and you just, like, turn it into a keepsake.
For yourself? For him. Your sadness? All right. So anyway, Instagram has been went viral. It was awesome. And then since then, we've actually gotten to do a couple commercials based on that. And one is being released Wednesday. I can't talk about it until it's released.
What was the other one?
7-Eleven.
For 7-Eleven.
Yeah. And this next one is.
And you got to, like, fly to Dallas to slap a sandwich out of Jeff's hand.
I did. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so that was that. And then my little trip.
Yeah.
We did a road trip. With three kids. It was 20-ish hours. We went to North Carolina for my cousin's wedding.
How was that?
It was good. I am I'm not comfortable yet with my kids near water. That's what I learned. So I'm like, someday this will be fun. Right now I'm really stressed.
Like, death is sprinkled everywhere.
I just feel like we're in a death trap and I can't watch all three of you.
Yeah.
And they're braver than they. I'm like, I can't one of you be afraid of water. Just one of you.
So they're like little fish.
Yeah. They're like, let's go for it. And then the waves would just, like, knock them down. And I'm like, where to go? But it's good. Swim lessons, dudes. Do it.
Do you do it?
I'm gonna now.
Okay.
But the road trip was really fun. Jared and I listened to a podcast the whole time. A little podcast. I don't know if everyone's heard of this one. It's called Serial.
Oh, right. You're ahead of the curve on that.
I think I'm pretty much ahead of the curve. It's something about it's like 2 or 3 years old.
It recently came out, I think.
But it was a great way to pass the time on the road trip. We did Love Buds. I call them Love Buds.
Love Buds.
So out of our little phone. Uh-huh. He had one and I had one, and so he's
earbuds. Love buds.
Yeah. But if you split one with a lover, they become love buds.
So, like, if we split one, what would it be called? Friend bud?
Love buds, but a different kind of love.
Like friend love
like
buds.
Like platonic.
Platonic love buds.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same ring.
Love buds. But it was great because, you know, each one kind of ends like a cliffhanger each episode. And so
like, we waited 3 years, we'll just keep going.
Yeah, and then it was great because we arrived at our destination right when, like, the last episode finished. Like, we were, like, sitting in the parking lot, and I was like, what road trip after 20 hours are you, like, sitting in the hotel parking lot not leaving yet? Because it was, like, 3 minutes left in the episode. So
I was going to make a joke and then realize I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
No,
I thought, well, surely it's been 3 years. Anyone who's... If you haven't listened to Serial yet, go do it now.
Go do it. It's great. Or save it for the next time you have to drive somewhere.
Ooh, yes.
Or, like, do dishes. Anyway, and then I went straight from that road trip. As soon as we got back from that, I got to go to Chicago to do talent in a video. Ooh. By the way, talent is what the industry calls it, and I'm still not comfortable with it.
No, I call it talent as a joke. And I'm like, when's the talent getting here?
But that's what everyone actually calls it.
Yeah, no, it's like legit. Anytime.
And it's what's on your contract.
Yeah.
And then they'll be talent. Like, talent! And then you have to, like, go stand on your
Excuse
mark.
Excuse me, that's me?
And you're like, can you call it something else? Like, talent. Weird girl who doesn't know how she got here.
Can you call it princess? Can you just call me princess?
Can you call it mom of three that's somehow in front of a camera?
Talent. Can I just refer to you for the rest of the episode as talent? Talent, what you got down there? What other notes you got?
I'm glad you asked. Other talent.
Oh. Don't.
But, and I cannot say what that one was for either yet.
Gosh, Katie, you're like the FBI.
Is
it the CIA? Which one is sneakier?
I'm basically the FBI for really, like, localized, non-national.
Well, I can... You know what?
Videos.
I can share all about my life. Kate is not being very free and open with her.
I'll be free and open in a couple weeks as long as I'm not breaching any contracts. But that was really fun because I was with adults. It was really creative. I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
We got to like eat. Like people were like buying my, the agency was like buying my meals. It's so not real life. And it only took like 3 or 4 days. So
like, you're like, I don't even care that this hamburger is $18.
Well, so then going from like road trip, which is not real in a weird way. I guess like I didn't do any chores on the road trip because you're like, I'm in a hotel and then a maid came and that was
clean
great.
This up, talent. Right.
Or like I didn't cook any meals because we went out to every eat the whole time. And then going straight from that to Chicago, which is not normal at all. I had like a really weird adjustment coming home. Like I came home to just all this still road trip laundry. And like our car was still looked like it'd been through a 20-hour road trip. And I don't know.
Were you kind of like, I'm the talent. I'm the talent.
I want an Emmy.
I don't know if you guys know this, but in the real world, people refer to me as the talent.
And then Nora's like, I pooped my pants. Change it. But she said it like with her eyes because she's two. No, so I don't know. I don't know if anyone else can relate there, but it's almost like I don't want to say it's not worth it. Of course it's worth it. But it like it takes so long to get back in the zone, like the parenting zone, that it's almost easier to not leave it. Like you're like,
I was missing.
Yeah, I was kind of on a roll. Like my laundry was like really in a good zone there for like a couple months, and the house was looking pretty good, and everybody was good, and I was good, and now I'm like, where's the deep dish pizza?
Now it's
Why didn't anyone make my bed?
No one, like, professionals aren't making my meals.
Yeah.
Like, no one's cleaning up after me. Not only that, but I have three other people to clean up after.
They keep asking me to do things for them.
Nothing's been done for, like, a week of laundry, etc.
Yeah.
And then Jared's, like, holding down the fort. So you get home and he's like, oh, good, I need a break.
Right.
Like, wait, no.
I need a break from all of my Chicago adventures.
I was acting.
I actually was acting the toughest role of my life.
Yeah.
Myself. I was actually spokespersoning.
That segues into a really deep topic for this evening.
Yes. What is our topic?
Our introspective topic is myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
How to be the talent of your own life.
So that's a little bit of our updates. Also, I have one more question.
Yeah.
I saw something else cool that you did.
Oh.
Did you do something for the art museum?
The local art museum?
Yeah.
One block away from my house?
Yeah.
I did.
I love our art museum, first of all.
I did. It's really good.
What did you do?
They had a 99 times event. I'm sorry, I choked. That was basically a preservation fund. So they were fundraising by throwing this event to preserve some of Rose O'Neill's artwork.
Oh, cool.
And she's the artist, if you don't know, that did all sorts of amazing things, but the Kewpie dolls as well, which was her most well-known thing. But she actually resided not too far from here up towards Branson.
I don't think I knew she was from Springfield. She retired
there. I don't think she was from here, but she retired.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Like, this was like her muse of whatever. So she's a cool, strong woman. So me and 7 other designers came up with little living art tableaus.
Oh, cool.
Which I had to Google, like, what is a tableau? Before I answered, and I was like, of course. I'm like, tableau. Living art tableau. I know what it is now. So I'm be like, oh, I'm doing a living art tableau. And then I get to watch people be like, oh, right.
And then they Google it.
And they don't know what it is. Yeah, I'm like, I always want to be like, don't worry. I didn't know either. It's basically like a living art piece that has some sort of furniture or incorporation that people could get in it and take pictures. And
very cool.
Yeah. You can go to my Instagram and see like the 15-foot weaving that I did.
Yeah, you made a weaving.
I did. And it was like my first one. And I was just like, I'm going to weave.
But you made a 15-foot out of chicken wire. That's crazy.
I don't know. And it was like with like fabric that kept getting snagged. It was pretty intense for...
Was it a good experience though? First.
It was. It was one of those like in the heat of the weave. I was like, why? Did I do this? Like, these are the things I need to say. No, I do not have time. And then after it, I was like, I'm so glad I did that. Oh, it was kind of one of those. So.
And that was another cool event. You got to get all dressed up. And
I did. I got to get schnazzed. Yeah. I wore my Anthropologie jumpsuit that I got on sale that I've never worn.
How much was it?
2.5 years. It was like $39.
Oh, you.
I think it was originally like $250.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Okay, well, that's really cool. So that's a little bit about our update. Anything else?
No, I feel like we missed just you guys. About ourselves. Yeah, can we say?
Yeah, let's talk about our listeners.
Let's talk about you guys, because we just did a lot of talking about ourselves. And you guys are awesome.
You're the real talent.
You're the real talent, listener. Listeners, that's right. I stopped myself. Listener, that one viewer. No, it was neat to see, like, Katie and I were like, can we take a break if we need to? Because we're both out of town. And we were like, we have this thing where we always say, we make the rules. Because we just decided to do a podcast. And so literally we make the rules.
We literally made the rules.
We answer to no one. Renegade podcast.
Renegade.
So we were like, let's just take a break. Which is why we weren't like, hey guys, we'll see you after a quick break. It was like,
I guess we're taking a break.
Guest. And then you never heard back. So at first people were like, oh no, break. And then we're like, we got 17 hours of ourselves talking. Like,
right.
I'm sure that they can like listen to the 10 that they haven't listened to yet if they're like avid listeners. But one chick, shout out, sorry I don't have your name in front of me, listened. She messaged us and said she listened to all 17 in 10 days.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Which I want to like virtual high five her.
Yeah.
Unless I know you in real life and don't know. And I apologize if that's the case. It's not like that's happened before. Katie, sorry. Anyway, that's awesome. And then people, now it's moved from like, we miss you, when are you starting again? To like, are you guys doing that anymore?
So that's done, huh?
Yeah. So, no, we're coming back.
We're coming back.
You're going to know because you just listened to like a lot of us talking before we told you we're coming back. But thank you guys.
Thanks. We're good at this. Actually, we have an audio clip to play for you from our, can I say, sexiest voice
I think you can listener. Say that.
We're just going to go for it.
Let's just say we like accents.
We like accents. So we'll play that for you and then we'll wrap up with our segment. So take a listen.
Hey, Shaylee and Katie. My name's Grace. I'm from Sydney, Australia. And I just thought I would send you guys a little message. I was going to type it out in an email, but I guess listening to you guys talk kind of makes me want to just talk at you. Don't you love that? So basically, I'm a massive fan of your podcast. I only just started listening, but I'm kind of having a big fangirl moment, which I pretty much never do. So this is pretty exciting. And I'm excited to tell you that I've actually been binging on your podcast because I kind of came to it late in the game. And when I discovered it, I started at the beginning and I was like, oh my goodness, there are so many episodes I haven't even heard yet. So I have kind of just been listening to it kind of all the time. I breastfeed my son still. He's 13 months old, so I get to just chill out while he feeds and listen to it, which kind of is a bit awkward when I like snort with laughter and shock him. So I kind of have another admission. I've just found out that my son Leo has... I shouldn't be laughing. He has hand, foot, and mouth disease. He only just got diagnosed yesterday, and I'm obviously clearly devastated because he's sick, poor Bubby, but also I am now quarantined with him at home. But I'm not really that ashamed to tell you that my second thought after, oh my goodness, my poor son, I'm not a terrible mother, my second thought was, okay, I'm going to be quarantined, but yay, I get to listen to podcasts with Shaylee and Katie, which sounds so lame, I know, but that's the reality. My life is now just sitting inside, watching the rain outside, and listening to your delightful voices. What else to say? I really love the vibe of your podcast. I love that you girls are pretty much the funniest two people I've ever heard. I totally love your humor. I love your sarcasm. I actually try and like retell the funny bits to my husband, who like isn't around when I'm listening. He's at work. He's lost. Keep up the good work. I will be listening and have a great day. See ya.
She's the cutest thing in the world. She's the cutest
thing in the world. Oh my gosh.
We just got that in our inbox. And like, I was like a giddy little, I was watching TV with Jonathan, and I was like, I'm gonna go get water, I'll be right back. And I like went into the kitchen late at night, and I like listened to it really carefully, like up by my ear, so he wouldn't be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, listening to someone talk about how they like us.
That was very sweet. And actually, that's a brilliant idea that I never thought of. If you guys want to send us a voice memo,
right,
we'll play them.
And it's the only way that we get to feel like we're in a conversation with you, because right. Then I feel like I knew her, and I was like, oh wait, I literally had like the realization, this is how people feel after listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, send us voice memos. It was
very nice. So, you guys are great. We're back and
ready for our segment today. And this time, I have a segment idea that Katie's gonna get to do.
Is this a prize karaoke? Oh no, I can't. Don't make me sing.
Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, what's this? That was my ukulele impression. No. So, since you were shooting a wedding, when you won your Emmy.
Yes.
And you didn't get to go up with the group in your outfit and do the acceptance speech. I'm not going to make you do it. I wouldn't do that. That'd be embarrassing. I'm not going to make you do your Emmy acceptance speech. But I'm going to pick another thing that you get to give the acceptance speech for.
Okay.
It's called, I drove 12 hours in the car with 3 children and a husband and arrived at my destination in time, and your feet hit the asphalt, and you deliver your acceptance speech.
Well, I wouldn't correct the person presenting me with such a generous award, but it was 20 hours.
20 hours. Okay, so you'd start with, you'd be like, thank you. It was actually 20.
No, I wouldn't. But okay. I felt like this was a safe place where I could tell you that.
I think I said 20, right, guys?
I mean, we could they agree with me. Okay, so I have hit the ground on the pavement.
No, wait, we're stopping. Your feet hit the ground.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Wow. Guys, I've got a lot of feelings. I would like to thank the drive-thrus of the world for splitting up that large French fries into those extra cups and not charging me for them. Who else? I would like to thank that gas station attendant who I lied to. We didn't buy anything. We just used the restroom. I would like to thank the back of the seat for just having so much trash crammed in there. I can't believe how much you can hold. When I thought you couldn't hold anymore, you did. Let's see. I'd like to thank Cheerios. You came in handy. Cereal, of course, you know, you were there. I'd like to thank my husband, who drove almost the entire time because he decided that driving is easier than just dealing with all the requests. But I would rather deal with the requests than drive, so thank you. And of course, none of this would have been possible at all if not for Google Maps. Thank you for redirecting us that time we missed our turn. I do feel like you had a tone. There was a little bit of a tone. But we didn't know where we were and it was dark. So we got on the route as fast as we could. Okay. Siri. And that's it. Oh my gosh, they're playing me off. Thank you.
Oh, she's wiping a tear away. That was perfect. Do you just feel like a release? Like you were able to like relive like some sort of
moment? It actually kind of brought back a lot of feelings. And I'm not going to lie, I think making an Instagram husband was way easier than that 20-hour road trip.
Oh, good.
Mom's listening. You deserve the Emmy here.
Go to a closet.
And
give yourself a good acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And just act like everyone's
And go get
listening.
Yourself a pumpkin spice and latte. That's
yourself,
your trophy.
Get yourself a pumpkin spice latte and give your acceptance speech to the lady, and maybe she'll just let you have it for free.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week because we're back.
Because we're back. Ready, Betty. Okay, you want me to intro it, or you want to intro it?
I'll just say, we're back!
Okay.
I mean, maybe not exactly like that.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Because we're using our old intro spot, like, we're a working entrepreneur. Welcome to Shiloh the Podcast. We're 2 work-from-home funny moms laughing our way through parenthood.
Ha 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 ha! All right, here we go. Shaylee and Katie. Katie, the podcast is recorded in Springfield, Missouri. We are so happy you guys are listening. We would love to hear from you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, or at Shaylee and Murphy.
That would be my first and last name.
Shaylee and Murphy, the podcast. That's the one I'm doing on the side that we're going to get into a falling out when she realizes it exists.
It's just you talking to you.
It's just me. What do you think? I don't know.